I've listened to many other podcasts, mainly starting out from Pride 48. Today, I have a whole list of podcasts that I either listen to or have listened to in the recent past. Pod is my co-pilot, Big Fatty, who also gave me a little direction in getting started.
Fuck him.
Not nice.
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Audio Boo. Hello Nessa, Greetings from Nowhere, Amarans, Chubbs Gone Wild, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Foul Monkeys, Geeky Gay, Ink Blind and Confused, Next Blime, The Seder Sphere, The Smellcast, That's So Babaloo, Vera Speaks,
Fuck him! Yeah, fuck him, the asshole!
And most recently I've been listening to Dubious Intent. I started back at episode number one so I could run through, only to find out that in the last week they've announced that they will be ending Dubious Intent.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, who also gave me a little direction in getting started.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2374 of the BFO for right the 17th of February 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters with so-so calls. Hello, Repairers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Repairers. You're Repairers today because y'all, Big Fatty has discovered a calamity here at the villa. Big Fatty, last weekend, I was going to cook some barbecue chicken on the grill, and y'all, I went out, and the burners on the grill, y'all, it wasn't a real expensive grill. It was probably about $100-something or whatever, and y'all, it's almost 2 years old, but y'all, the burners in this Charleston salt air, y'all, they've kind of come apart, and so y'all, I thought I was going to have to buy a new grill, but y'all, Old Veda said that you could buy replacement burners at the Home Depot, sure enough, I went on the www, and y'all, you can. It's not cheap, but y'all, it's cheaper than buying a new grill. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, this weekend, y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, and y'all, they're all very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is today. Y'all, he is over there in the Budapest, Bulgaria. You got to feel sorry for him, because y'all, he puts up with that crazy Mexican. Had M's other half. Y'all, it's Mr. Zed. Big Ready, we love Mr. Zed. He loves donuts. It's true, he does. That's today. And then Tamari out there in the San Francisco. Big Fatty, so nice they named it twice. It's true. Y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. Y'all, it's Logan. It's Logan out there in the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. And then on Sunday, he's another sweetheart. To another sweetheart, y'all. He's up there with Lexi. Big Fatty, we love Lexi. Y'all, it is none other than that Timmy Sub. Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sub. So y'all, if you see Mr. Zed or Logan or Timmy Sims on the 20 or the Face Space this weekend, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old glass of gin. Oh no, a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. And y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the mediocre half-ass bumper for this month, which is perfect for So-So Question Month. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm good he didn't put a whole lot of time into that. No, he sure didn't. But anyway, Diggle, thank you so much. Y'all, I'm going to go back. I've got a couple of more So-So questions over here that were sent in, and then we're going to play some e-letters, voice letters. Princess Hanna. Princess Hanna says, Big Freddy, another entry. I told you I'm not missing this contest. Do you mind when I do my CVS receipt voice letters? Hope you do, because I'm doing a big one tonight. Love you, Princess Hanna. First of all, Princess Hanna, thank you so much. For the so-so question, and this is indeed a so-so question, and I think you've answered it yourself. You said, "Do you mind when I do the CVS receipt voice letters?" No, I don't mind at all. It's Big Fatty, it's content. And then she says, "Well, I hope you do mind, because I'm doing a big one tonight." Big Fatty, you did a big one this morning. It's true. Y'all, I tried that new the dark coffee, and y'all, it was delicious. But Princess Hanna, you did send me a big one. Big Fatty, we're talking about a voice letter, right? Yes. So no, I don't mind at all. And y'all, that Chris from Tennessee has posted over there at the BFO. He says, Big Fatty, where do I sign up to wrestle Miss Bacon to the death for the opportunity to be Larry Vader's new secret love? Lover, I'm assuming, of course, that the position comes with free mystery date visits to the mobile mansion. And first of all, Chris, thank you so much for the post over there at the BFO. Y'all, you can send your so-so questions in over there. And this is absolutely a so-so question, I've sent a response, and my response to Chris in Tennessee was clearly, if there's going to be a wrestling to the death, I said, well, clearly a cage battle to the death will be a part of the next Pride 48. Big Fatty, you silly. Y'all, Kathy Marshall. Kathy Marshall has posted, and she says, I thought there'd be an answer to Gus Chan's so-so question today. Good work, Gus Chan. Everybody wonders how Poodle and Big Fatty are related, and we're awaiting the answer off the air with bated breath and untied shoes. Hope Miss Beaver has time to go to the librarium and look it up. Also, my Rand McNally Road Atlas has no Barbara Boulevard in the Flow Rider. Is Barbara Boulevard actually an old movie star, or is it perhaps a quiet street in a hitherto unknown area of Fullerton, California? First of all, Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for the comment over there at the BFO, and you've brought up a couple of things. We have not heard from Miss Beaver, so she's evidently doing her research. I might just add that Joey Bukkake has sent me a text message that said, "Isn't Poodle your spinster aunt?" Well, and Joey, this is another so-so question, and we're turning it over to Miss Beaver. Also, it says your mother was a McNoodle, and I always assumed Poodle was her baby sister. I said perhaps this could be a content contest. Big Fanny. We don't have anything for March. We got Shark Week coming up. Now, back to your so-so questions, Kathy Marshall. The Rand McNally doesn't show a Barbara Boulevard in the Flow Rider. Well, Kathy, that's because the Barbara Boulevard is probably better known. Well, it's better known as Barbara Boulevard, but it's also known as the LPGA Boulevard. And everybody in the LPGA is named Barbara. That's true. And, there's a quiet street in Fullerton, California. Is that the one that has the skid marks on it from the mobile map? Fanny, we don't need to hear about skid marks. And speaking for Miss Beaver, I said that she looked like there might have been a hunting accident with that arrow through her the picture in the head. And it says, "Big Fanny, I look dead as a doornail. I love you, Big Fanny. You always make me laugh and spew my Cheerios, Big." I got a couple of so-so questions from my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and he says, "Figs, what's your favorite shade of gray?" And Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the so-so question. I got a couple, but I'm only going to do one of those from you today. My favorite shade of gray is probably about a 50% gradient shade of gray. Ready?
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fat. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Seth Chad yet again. I wasn't going to call a third time in a row. This one really has been bothering me, and I'm thinking, you will know the answer. So here's my third so-so question. Why do people, when they are driving and they need to switch lanes or turn, refuse to use their turn signal? I don't know if this is a problem down where you live, but up here in Minnesota, people switch lanes or turn, and they never signal. And sometimes people will turn without even braking, and they'll just turn, or they will brake slightly, but they give no notice that they're going to turn. Why is it? Is there a shortage of blinker fluid in the world that people just think that they can't use their blinkers? I look forward to hearing your answer. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I see all that, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the voice letter. Always lovely to hear your voice. And you have absolutely hit upon a so-so question. And Big Fatty's got a so-so answer for you, and a little story to tell at the end, too. Gus Chan, as far as turning on the turn signal or slowing down, you being on the road is a nuisance. Everybody is all about themselves. They do not care about you. And they're out there, and you're just a nuisance. And Big Fatty, so is everybody else. It's true, and they become a nuisance for you. And as far as blinker fluid, a shortage of blinker fluid, I don't know if you knew this or not, but blinker fluid was Auntie Vera's stripper name in the 70s. Yes, Big Fatty, put your hands together for blinker fluid.
big fatty. This is Steve the Tater, you know, Tater69 on the Twitters. I can't even talk. I'm calling with my so-so question. So, hey, play the music.
Rick Carter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our so-so question that right now is coming to us from Steve the Tater. You know, he's on the airplane show, and Steve the Tater, what you got?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott. My question for you, it's very so-so question. How do you like your eggs? That's it. All right, this is a Tater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is Steve the Tater. And, Steve, thank you.
I have to listen to Tom sing that song one more time. I swear to God, I'm going to...
Oh, is this on? Damn it. How do you turn it off?
Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Steve the Tater. And, Tater, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And I know I'll pass along your comments to Digger about his bumper... accomplishments, and first of all, this is absolutely a so-so question, and you know, we had other questions about Big Fatty's eggs, and people wanted to paint them or whatever, and anyway, Big Fatty likes his eggs played with manly, like just, you know, just give him a good tug and a good squeeze. Big Fatty, I think he means like chicken eggs. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, Big Fatty, that's very different. Scrambled. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty, scrambled those eggs.
Ron, the Hot Daddy, and I've got a so-so question. Big Fatty, you and Granny become friends, and I use that term very, very loosely. Call in. Have a good one. Call in on Valentine's Day, because I love you, baby.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Ron, the Hot Daddy. Big Fatty, he was having testicle problems. Maybe something with his eggs. Big Fatty. Ron, thank you so much for the call. And this is absolutely a so-so question. And I believe what you were asking is, how did Granny and I become friends and loose friends? Big Fatty Volga. Ron, it all happened at the Granny was there, and we were both drunk, and you know, Big Fatty is better known as the welcome wagon, and I'm sure I just walked up and felt sorry for that old person sitting in the bar by themselves. So the rest, as they say, is history. Yes, Big Fatty, that's a so-so history if I've ever heard it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, we've got the Southeast Wildlife Exhibition going on in Charleston this weekend. So we may have some wildlife. Maybe it involves eggs. I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Phoenix Dave. You know, he's from the Red Stick in Louisiana, and he does the Hypocrisy little show. And Phoenix Dave... is there any reason, anybody you'd like to blame because we haven't had a little show from you?
Big Fatty, who also gave me a little direction in getting started.
Oh, well, get it started again. It's been far too long since we've had
one. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.